I may sound disrespectful in this episode, and I don't intend to, but I do think it's the truth. I finally believe that there is an abundance of basketball trainees out there, and I am starting to have an abundance mindset because, truthfully, I cringed every time I heard somebody say, I don't compete against anybody because I'm focusing on myself and what I do, which is great. It sounds noble. It sounds like pure flicks, right? But at the same time, it just doesn't seem realistic from someone who was a basketball player, a competitor fighting for playing time. And it wasn't how life occurred to me as a small, undersized guard playing basketball. But I can understand that mindset now, and I can understand why there is an abundance. And it may be a different reasoning why I believe that or have finally adopted that mindset. And unfortunately, sadly, it's because the competition just usually isn't that good. And sometimes, along with that, there are people don't want to travel too far. The majority of people don't want to travel more than 15, 20 minutes to get to a training session. So even if you are close to someone who is really good, even better than you, I think if you're good enough, they'll be willing to travel 15 minutes versus 45 versus 30. So all that being said, back to number one. Just the competition isn't that good. And it's something I'm realizing, the gift and the curse of the basketball training industry. So with the software, with Hoops Institute, we're trying to help basketball players be sharper, have more organization, and grow like they say they want to. But it's funny, you can't get anybody to text back. You can't get many people to text back, the ones who aren't serious. And the same way that they don't text back for someone who's trying to help them for free is probably the same way that they don't text back when someone is interested in their basketball training services. So that's your competition. That's who you're going against. So that's why I think there is an abundance. And even on top of that, another derivative is we're going after different clientele. Some clientele are made up of a certain social demographic that understand the high ticket prices. Some don't. Some can't afford it. Some cannot afford it. Some rather pay a lot of money for some shoes and hair appointments. Some rather pay more money for basketball training. It varies, and it's not a race. It's not a colors, none of that stuff. It's people. It really is people. I'm noticing that. And then on top of that, in addition to that, the competition is not good enough. Not usually that good, I should say. The competition is usually not that good when it comes to basketball training, and more specifically, professionalism as a basketball trainer. Two, people value proximity so much. So if you're good enough, they're going to come to you if you are closer. And three, the social demographic status is different of every basketball trainee and basketball mom and basketball dad. So if nothing else, if you have never believed that there is an abundance out there, I'm just letting you know right now, there definitely is an abundance. And if you don't believe it because of the quantity, I mean, for sure, there is a zero-sum game here at some point, right? Like, until kids get of a certain age, there is a certain number of basketball training clients who are in the market that you are going for. But the number grows, and there's more ascension, I guess. There's more people matriculating through the market that are growing up playing basketball, playing rec ball. So there is an abundance, whether you believe that because of the quantity or believe that because of the things that I said. The competition is just not that good. The proximity matters, and the social demographic status of the customer is different. Then that is a reason to believe that there is an abundance in this space. So just wanted to share that with you guys. And it's been a while since I had a podcast episode. So wanted to send this out and hope you guys have a great rest of your Friday. Take care. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.